Welcome to Experience Health Radio, presented by Cingala Consulting. Cingala Consulting was founded on the basic principle that the patient should be at the center of every decision made by healthcare organizations. Our mission is to help these organizations realize their investments in technology, employees, clinicians, and most importantly, their patients. We bring together industry leaders on air each week to engage in conversations about the patient experience with a focus on the developments in areas that have the greatest opportunity for improvement in healthcare today.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm A.J. Malaragno, president of Cingala Consulting and the host of today's show on Experience Health Radio. As always, we're excited to share with you, our audience, our experiences and the experiences of our guests live every week, 11 a.m. Central, and on demand through our website and downloaded through iTunes. Today's topic is consolidating patient communication technologies, and our guest is Joanne Book from Patient Connector. Oftentimes, what we're finding at Cingala is organizations, when they are looking at the patient experience, are thinking that the patient experience is really from the point that they walk in the door till they head home. And what they forget about is that upfront experience and the ongoing experience when they are not within their four walls. For an example, some of our clients that we're working with now have multiple channels of communication that they send out messages about new clinical areas, maybe new physicians, programs, and they're sending these messages out and this communication through print, through radio, TV, also through any kind of patient portal that maybe the patients or caregivers have signed up for. And the problem is that it's frustrating the patients because they're receiving multiple communications on sometimes and most often the same topic or same subject. And on the back end side of this, the organizations really have no idea or have a very limited idea of what type of impact is this having. There's a significant cost associated with creating, publishing, and distributing communication to the patients and to the caregivers as well as the referring physicians. What are you getting out of it? Is there that downstream revenue tracking? Do you have an understanding of the preference that the patients and caregivers and physicians would choose to be communicated to? So what I did today was got in contact with Joanne Book of Patient Connector, and to be candid with our audience, I am an advisor to Joanne and her company. They are involved with HealthBox here in Chicago. And for those of you who don't know, HealthBox is a incubator for healthcare startups. And I use that term startup loosely because most of these companies have been in place for a while. But more in line of helping them get connected with healthcare organizations, with individuals like myself, for example, who have been in healthcare for years and can kind of help take what they have created, their product or their service, and really align them to organizations that could best use their service or product. And I'm very happy to have Joanne join us today. A little bit of information on Joanne is she's the founder and CEO of Chatterplug, and her role, Joanne brings extensive analytical, technology, and strategic experience. Joanne is responsible for the patient connector division of Chatterplug, and we'll have her explain what this means and how Chatterplug is broken up. And she is, as well, operational oversight of the company to ensure internal goals and milestones are met. Prior to Chatterplug, Joanne owned By the Book Consulting, where she brought her previous investment banking experience analyzing technology and healthcare companies from the top down, bringing them into the integrated digital world. She was able to assist Fortune 500 companies such as Google, Intel, Experian with their digital analytics and their strategy. And prior to consulting, Joanne was an investment banker on Wall Street, focusing on IPOs, secondary offerings, private placements, M&A, and consumer industry. So she's well-rounded not only on the business side of things with technology, but also the financial side, which is a very interesting combination. A little background on Patient Connector. Patient Connector helps healthcare organizations rapidly deploy custom patient-facing, and I'll also add physician-facing, cross-platform applications that allow for single point of access across the complete patient experience. Patient Connector empowers providers to fully communicate and engage with their patients, as well as manage and track the patient experiences and satisfaction across all of those levels of care. They have HIPAA-compliant enterprise solution that facilitates proactive communication between the provider and the patient, delivers targeted content to specific patients, and deploys directed real-time quality and experience surveys. So with that, Joanne, welcome to the show today.
Hi,
sorry, Joanne, I had you muted. Welcome to the show, Joanne.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a little bit, other than what I have just said here, tell us a little bit how you got into both Chatterplug and Patient Connector, and how that's organized, and what made you wake up one day and said, you know what, I think I can help out healthcare.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I went from Wall Street into the consulting world, working with technology and healthcare companies. And what one of the biggest turning points was is when we were working with Google and Intel on their integrated digital strategies cross-platform, is we found that there were significant gaps in being able to track the customer experience across all of these platforms. It was really heavy on the website side, but across all the different touch points of where consumers actually want to interact with their brands, there was a missing gap. And one of those biggest projects was, I won't say my age to give away the year, but before engagement was a buzzword, we were able to be one of the first groups to assign a qualitative ROI to engagement across all of these properties. So that's what really led to the founding of Chatterplug, of creating a platform that brands could use to do this cross-platform, interact with their customers in real time and track it so they can actually do something about it.
So was it mainly focused on in the financial industry then?
No, it was in consumer, customer-oriented industries such as food and beverage, hospitality, nonprofit, where you have to interact with your members and communicate with them. So basically every industry with customers.
I see. And then now introducing Patient Connector. How did that come about? And tell us a little bit about Patient Connector and what it does.
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago, we were approached by a pretty large healthcare group that knew about our technology and realized the gap on the patient experience side and asked if they could use our platform for the patient experience. And since then, it's been an extremely rapid evolution over the last year and a half of completely shifting our focus from these other verticals. We are now 100% in the healthcare market with our Patient Connector solution. And so we've hunkered down and made everything HIPAA compliant and all sorts of things. But it's really been a natural evolution for us to take the customer experience and move it into the patient experience because they're essentially the same thing.
Sure. So at let's start very high level. An organization brings you in to look at their current communication strategy and vehicles. What is it that you guys would typically do from the onset?
So from the onset, we give them their own branded application across all the different platforms. And what I mean by all across the different platforms is mobile, tablet, web, any place where your patient wants to connect with you. And we give providers the ability to manage and track their patient experience as well as satisfaction across the total experience. So as you mentioned, where they're directly communicating, that's where they're focusing right now. But we allow the providers to expand that to the pre and the post and kind of tie it all together.
Got it. So your involvement now is with, you guys are working with HealthBox. And tell us how you got involved with HealthBox.
Yes, so HealthBox really fills the gaps in the industry today by bringing innovative companies and solutions to healthcare providers. What I thought was unique with them and actually why we applied to the program is it's not just for early-stage companies. It's for companies like ours that have a product and customers that we're looking to more readily expand into the healthcare market. So it's going really well. We just finished their four-month program, meeting with numerous healthcare organizations, and it's been a really great process.
Good, good. All right, so let's get down into it now a little bit. Let's talk about actual problems or let's say opportunities that you are trying to get healthcare organizations to realize. What is when you go into a health system, what are some of the challenges that they are currently facing, and how do you guys address this?
There's a lot of challenges that they are facing. So we address just kind of the top ones here. Is the one that you mentioned is they're on the back end, on the provider side, they're trying to interact and engage with these patients, mainly because the shift in the market today. So the majority of providers are now becoming at risk for their populations at some point, whether it's a percentage of their population or all of it. So now they have some sort of value-based contracting or basically contract in place. So that they are now responsible for the satisfaction and experience of these patients. So, but they have very limited communication abilities to track the communication across the total patient cycle. So every department, for example, or location may be sending out numerous or different pieces to the same patient. That's really frustrating. Mm-hmm. So being able to communicate with these patients through one platform, tie it all together, and track that experience over time is extremely critical. So that's one of the main points that we touch on.
So
I was going to say that ties into my second and main point is that because of that, it's even more vital to attract and then retain those patients in network. So what one of the biggest stats out there is 68% of churn is caused by feelings of poor treatment. So even if they're getting great care, these patients just want to be able to voice their concern, and not having that communication channel is detrimental when it comes to ongoing satisfaction and retention in network.
So what you're doing is you're really, in the world of, let's say, newsletters, whether they're electronic or traditional, you are giving the ability for the two-way communication now, where if I see something in that newsletter, I can act on that, and then you're able to track that and provide the metrics back to the organization about not only who's replying or signing up or asking for an appointment, but how they did it and through what medium.
Yes, we have utilization. We have all sorts of different analytics. We have utilization analytics, which we can pinpoint all the way down to demographics, gender, age, how they're utilizing each device, how it's different. So you can now start optimizing your marketing strategies off of that to engagement analytics. What is the sentiment? What types of communication are they interacting with you on? And then wellness metrics that we can get to that in a moment. But basically being able to have better insights into your patient population is really key, and they don't have the tools to do that.
Okay. Is this more for organizations that do not have a patient portal like a Epic MyChart, or can this work alongside those?
No, this is very complementary. So a lot of the organizations have invested a lot of money and time into these portals. But it's limited in the fact that this is the majority of that is clinical communication. It's your lab results, it's your documentation. There's so much more around the patient experience and communication that they need to give the patient and be able to track that. So it's very complementary. It actually can increase the utilization of the EMR because we are delivering personalized notifications and pulling them back into the experience of the provider's brands pre and post as well. So it's very complementary to what they're doing in the EMR.
Good. Talk to me a little bit about what you're hearing as you're going into prospects and organizations. What are you hearing from them, good and as well as the challenge?
Yeah, so the challenge was when we first came into the HealthBox program was refining our message to tailor to the healthcare specific needs. So we came in thinking, of course, everyone's going to want to have better relationships and be able to track that communication, and they don't have the tools to do it. But kind of learning the process to be able to work through that red tape at the healthcare systems and provider levels has definitely been one of the challenges. And it's since we have done that, since we have been able to better tailor our message specifically to their needs, we've had a really great reception from the providers as well as payers and just the healthcare industry in general, realizing that the patient experience needs to go beyond the EMR, and being able to have the tools to track that is extremely critical as the market is really competitive. A lot of hospitals are being squeezed out, and they need to be able to retain their patients in network.
Sure. Can you give us like a real-world case example here on something that maybe is decentralized and what offering or what does your solution do to bring that together? And I ask this because we've got thousands of listeners a week, and they may be sitting there wondering, all right, I kind of get the communication. I understand, you know, we can track it, but is this something for me? What, give us a couple of examples of why someone could use this or how someone could use this.
So I think one of the great examples is from the patient side of this. Basically being able to give the patients the ability to select their preferences so you can better target the content that you are sending to your patients, whether it's broadcasting messages to all your patients or targeted groups or individual, having that ability to have your entire system or network know what those patients' preferences are, because they're moving from department, from locations, they're moving all over. And instead of inundating with them with things that are not relevant to them at all, being able to send them to first allow them to select their preferences and then being able to send them very specific tailored messages around that is what we do. So that's some great examples, whether it's communicating with them, messaging them, allowing them to respond to you and have that two-way dialogue, targeting them around asking them how their experience was and actually getting it in real time so you can act on it, to sending them all sorts of targeted content, audio, video, education, news, that's very specific to their needs.
Sure. Now, I also remember you looking at helping organizations that have some fragmented processes, and mainly because they have multiple databases of information. And an example of that would be physician credentialing information that is out there that you now need to use within your physician referral department for both callers as well as individuals going online. So do you have a solution that pulls all of that together and then can distribute information or make it readily available to folks online as well as the call centers in the physician referral departments?
Yes, so that's a part of our database where we can basically unify that. So you have all of your location information, the provider or physician information that are attributed to that location or department or service, all of their different specialties, bios, credentials, all of that information is unified. So then we can allow patients to browse that seamlessly on any device, mobile, tablet, web. So it provides it seems very basic, but it provides so much satisfaction on the patients to get to where they're going in a better way. So we really focus on the user experience as well as the user interface on how they're getting to that information.
Got it. What else haven't we asked today about Patient Connector that can help?
I think when people are talking about healthcare, I think one of the things that we've been hearing as well is that they're trying to look at other verticals to bring in these technologies, and that's really how we come into play in this is healthcare right now, as we mentioned previously, is not personalized, it's not tailored to the specific needs of the patient, but it's also moving to the place where patients want to be able to get the information that they need on the go at any time. So being cross-platform, mm-hmm. being on every device is vital. So think of other verticals such as banking. Most people today are either taking a picture of their check and sending it in or going to an ATM. They don't want to see the teller. And that's really been the shift of consumers' mindsets is they want the ability to easily communicate with their physicians as well as anybody they interact with on the device of their choice. And healthcare is really behind in this. So giving the patients as many channels as they need or can access, but consolidating it on the back end, whether it's delivering that channel for a call center to answer that or internally, we have all sorts of levels of access and components where we can send those messages to the right people to be able to answer those.
Got it. What's next for Patient Connector? What's on the horizon for the next 3-6 months?
So our solution is already built. We are the technology is in place. It's HIPAA compliant. So right now we're really focusing on scale. We're looking to focus on our sales and biz dev opportunities. We're looking at some great strategic partners. So we're kind of on that cusp of really just looking to expand right now into the healthcare industry.
Sure. And you guys, of course, are here in Chicago, right?
Yes.
And where can our audience learn more about your offering and the services and contact you at? What's your website address, things like that?
So patientconnector.com, and Patient Connector is spelled with an E-R at the end, is one place to go. And you can also access us through chatterplug.com, and you can connect to the Patient Connector solution through there as well. Or connect with me. Would you like to give out my name and number or kind of leave it there?
No, you know what? We'll leave it there. I'll put some links on our blog talk radio site and also on Cingola.com site, so everybody will be able to reach out to you and try to learn more information. Any final thoughts as we conclude our show today?
I just think this is a really great opportunity for healthcare providers to kind of get out in front of where the competitive market is going. So we'd really just love to talk with anybody that is looking to put the patient first in this solution process. So thank you for having us on today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Joanne. This will conclude our show for today. Please join us next week as our discussion continues.
Thank you for joining us today, and please visit us at cingolaconsulting.com to learn more about how we can help your organization realize their investments. Remember to always put the patient at the center of every decision you make.